From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Monday to expand Ankara's military operations against more Kurdish strongholds in Syria after ousting Kurds from their enclave in Afrin. Erdogan said Turkish forces would target the Syrian city of Manbij along with Ain al-Arab, also known as Kobani, and other towns along the Turkish-Syrian border to the east of the Euphrates River. The expanded fight could lead to conflict with the United States, a NATO ally. The border region is controlled by American-backed Syrian Kurdish forces, with U.S. troops stationed in Manbij as part of the effort to eradicate the Islamic State terrorist group. Turkish authorities have detained four men after they were found to have large quantities of a radioactive nuclear element in their car. The element, known as californium, was found when a car was searched in the Ankara suburb of Persarklar on Monday during an anti-smuggling operation. Police said the four were part of a criminal gang that intended to sell the rare material on the black market for more than $70 million. A Syrian government minister on Monday said some rebels in eastern Ghouta may soon agree to withdraw from the opposition enclave or accept rule by the Syrian state. The Syrian army has been making major advances into the area. And South Korean prosecutors say they have requested an arrest warrant for former President Lee Myung-bak over corruption allegations. Lee is the latest South Korean leader to be entangled in scandals or other problems after leaving office. He denies any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. Major